Amazon set a record surprise by selling over 100 million products during its Prime Day promotion this year, and Business Insider posted a list of different countries and the most popular item. For the U.S., it's the only one I'll go over. What do you think it was? What was the number one item sold in America during this Prime thing?
What Prime? Amazon Prime?
Yeah, Amazon Prime, like their number one product in America. That's
was
all I got.
Was it the Fire Stick?
Good guess. Not number one. Liv, you want to win this one?
An Alexa.
Ooh. Alex is closer. No, it was the Instapot. I talked about that thing, though,
yeah,
too.
Your wife wanted it.
How is Alex closer? An Instapot and a Fire Stick?
Yeah, those aren't related.
I'm saying the rankings. Like, what was the number one thing?
Okay.
I just wanted to make you feel bad, Liv. I have no actual proof, so no. All right, here's something that sucks for Joe's journey, but if you like to eat French fries, you're going to love this, and if you like to save money... McDonald's, I guess they're offering now free French fries on Fridays for the rest of the year. They're offering this each Friday for the rest of 2018. To receive a free medium fry, all you need to do is download the app and make a minimum $1 purchase.
Yes.
Wow. Every Friday? How did nobody else think of that? They cornered the market. They got Fry Friday now.
I love it.
Yeah, you customers can only get the deal once on each Friday, but listen... Go to multiple McDonald's, right? And then, like, maybe could you just have, like, different people have the app? Could you change the name? I don't know.
I'm not saying anything.
Do you like chips or not, Alex? I know you're picky, but do you like potato chips?
Yeah.
Okay, then
plain.
Liv, what about you? I know you're a health nut. Okay.
Yes.
Lay's just announced 8 new flavors, and sometimes these things are so gross, representing different parts of the country. Here they are. Let me know which ones you like or don't like. They've got deep dish pizza for Chicago.
Ew.
I want to try that, but I don't think that would be good. Lobster roll.
Okay.
For like New England.
Yeah, I just want normal chips. I'm just plain.
Cajun Spice for Louisiana. And they got some other ones too. I have the full list up on the Need to Know News blog at radio90.com. I like the straight up salt and vinegar. That's my favorite.
Salt and vinegar is really good.
I'm too scared to try that.
Really?
I've never had that because I hate the smell of vinegar. I hate anything vinegar, so I feel like I would hate it.
Do you ever put vinegar on fish?
Never. When people do that, like if you go to Long John Silver's, they have the bottles.
I love it.
And I smell it all over that restaurant, and I always have to like take my food outside because I can't stand the smell of vinegar.
I want like an air freshener of vinegar in my car.
I love vinegar,
and I could drink it like
you can wash your hair with it. Actually, a spoonful of vinegar or something is supposed to be good for you.
Yeah, it helps the medicine go down or something like that.
I don't think that was that. Thing.
Do you have an early childhood memory? Do you remember anything from when you were like a little kid?
Yes.
Yeah.
What was your earliest childhood memory?
3 years old.
What was it?
Pooping
in the tub?
Cut a hole in my dress that I was wearing with scissors because I wanted to see what would happen.
Okay.
That's what I did. I remember the dress.
I think mine was like 3 years old and I was crying because I had to wear a hand-me-down dress and I couldn't buy a new dress for Christmas or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sounds about right.
How things don't change. Well, see, I'm kind of bummed because I don't remember. I really clearly don't. And maybe you two are wrong because here's what it says. It says your earliest childhood memories might be fake, according to a new study. For about 40 of us, so I'd round it up to 50, almost half. We don't actually remember things from our early childhood. We just piece together fake memories from pictures and stories. So
I believe
sure about that,
but mine was not on a home video or anything.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a really, really, really good memory. Like my sisters will tell stories, and I'm like, oh, I remember that. My mom's like, there's no way. You were literally like 3 years old, and I'm like, I'm telling you, I remember it.
You're like, Liv never forgets, Mom. I'm like an elephant. Do you know if I say the name David Arquette, do you know who that is?
Yes.
Who is it?
Didn't he win like American Idol?
Yeah, is that who that is?
Let me try it again. David Arquette.
I don't know.
Not David Aguilera or whatever that guy is. No, David Arquette was an actor probably known for being in Scream.
Oh, I know who he is.
He's right in our neighborhood. You know this? He's in Broad Ripple right now.
No way.
Yeah, he's actually doing a movie. It's going to be called... actually, they're filming at that former Broad Ripple High School because you and I live right in Broad Ripple.
Yeah.
Right?
Ooh, yeah.
He's going to play the
title... Is it scary?
No, actually, here's what they're describing as. He says he will play the title character's stepfather in The Miseducation of Bindu. Hollywood's The Duplass Brothers, I guess, are kind of a big independent movie executive producers and directors. And I guess the movie is a coming-of-age film about an intelligent 14-year-old Indian girl who fights bullying as she navigates a new culture and the issues that come with being a teenager.
He was also in Never Been Kissed with Drew Barrymore.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, I feel like I'm starting walking my dogs, Benny and Peppy. Oh, what's up, David? Hey, man. You want to hang out later?
Same. You got to try to run into him.
I'm going to put makeup on and see if they like need any extras or something.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What if like you're like the star like co-host or I mean like guest star or something.
Maybe
in there.
I'll be like the star bully or something.
Just walk on set.
You're the one that picks on his daughter. Okay. And I hate to wrap up with this, but this just scares me. If you have a peanut allergy or anything, and you really need to see the picture because that's where it gets disturbing. But a Florida teen who had a peanut allergy died after unknowingly eating a cookie with peanut butter. And I know you're gonna say like, well, why didn't you check? It was one of these Chips Ahoy cookie things, but sometimes they do like with special ingredients, and it looked identical except in the top right of this red bag, it had like with Reese's peanut butter cups.
But
it looked just like the normal bag that she was used to eating, the chewy kind.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think she was dumb or like didn't pay attention. It's just like, you 9 times out of 10, like everybody would have done the same thing. And this is terrible. Kelly Trafford Stafford posted on Facebook Thursday that her daughter, Alexi, was at a friend's home in June when she ate the cookie. She wrote, there was an open package of Chips Ahoy cookie. The top flap of the package was pulled back. And, you know, it was very similar to what was previously deemed safe for her to eat. Because if you have an allergy, you check everything.
Right.
I mean, that's all. It sucks. That's the first thing you do before you eat. You're like, will this kill me? Okay, no. So she thought the cookie was safe due to that packaging, which was so similar. And with the top flap pulled back, the teen grabbed a cookie, just one. And she didn't see that it had an ingredient of Reese's peanut butter cup chunks inside a set of chocolate chip chunks.
Wow.
And I guess she probably didn't even look. She just did one cookie. She started feeling tingling in her mouth and came straight home. Her condition rapidly deteriorated. She went into an anaphylactic shock, stopped breathing, and went unconscious. The family used 2 EpiPens. Like, they immediately knew what to do, but she was unconscious, and the paramedics came, but within 1 hour, she died. They could not save her.
Oh, my gosh. That is absolutely terrifying. So tragic.
But, I mean, have you seen the photo?
Where did this happen?
This happened in Florida.
Wow.
Have you seen the photo yet?
Of the cookie?
Yeah, like, because it's a side-by-side of, like, what the package looks like.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, yeah, go see that right now. Just something to be aware of right there, too, because I don't know if it's a newer thing with the Reese's. I love them, but you got to be careful out there. That is Joe's Need to Know News.